So the second part is ourselves. We should run after him. We should try our best to draw close to him. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 63. Psalm chapter 63. Psalm chapter 63, verse 8. My soul follows close behind you. Your right hand uphold me. When we try our best to run after Lord Jesus Christ, and for sure, we will have the desire we will have the spiritual desire, and the spiritual desire will make us to pursue the spiritual things. So how could we run after him? God's mercy, God's strength, God's wisdom, God's power is ready there. God's love, including God's love, God's wisdom is ready there. So our duty, we should run after him. So how could we run after him? Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let's lay aside every weight and the sins which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. In knowledge, we know we should try our best to run after our Almighty God. However, here mentioned, there are several obstacles in the journey of our faith. So how could we run after him? First, we should face the reality obstacles, or our own weakness. So here mentioned two issues. Lay aside every weight. Lay aside every unnecessary burden. And lay aside every sin in our life. So in our handout, I mentioned four issues for our consideration. The number one, we should take away our worry. Life is real. Every day, no matter your age, your background, your situation, you might married couple, you might parents, you might only a student, you might a social, you might graduate from the school, and you are single, and you have your career. Yes, there are so many things in our daily life. We should face many challenges, issues in our daily life. So it's normal. We will worry about our life. We will worry about our family. We will worry about our business, our career. However, if we want to run after Lord Jesus Christ, we should trust him. We should take away our worry. Lord Jesus promised us, pursue his kingdom and righteousness first. And what we need, our Lord Jesus, he knows, and he will help us. He will fulfill our needs. Number two, if we want to run after Lord Jesus Christ, we should take away our little faith and doubting. Yes, we know we should pursue his kingdom, his righteousness first. However, do we have faith? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. Verse 31. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" We know when Peter saw and heard Jesus say, when he saw Jesus walk on the water, and Peter also met this request, "Lord Jesus, allow me to walk to you," and Jesus said, "Come." So at the beginning, Peter has the faith and confidence. So he jumped into the water. So he also walked on the water. However, later he saw the surrounding, and he has doubting, and he was drowned. So he cried out, "Lord, save me." So here mentioned Jesus stretched his hand and caught him. And Jesus said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" Yes, we try to pursue his kingdom, his righteousness first. However, we also daily face our daily life, our surrounding. So we might, just like Peter, we only have a little faith, and we actually filled with some doubting. So we should, if we want to run after Lord Jesus Christ, we should encourage each other. We should ask God to help us. Yes, we have little faith. So please help my unbelieving. Yes, in our journey of faith, we still have kinds of doubting. So we should take away the little faith and doubting, and then we can totally to run after Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Luke chapter 12. Luke chapter 12, verse 19. Luke chapter 12, verse 19. Verse 19, "And I will say to my soul, so you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your easy, eat, drink, and be merry." Verse 20. But God said to him, "Fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? One of the purposes, we work hard and earn money because we want to have a better life. That is right. That is a good goal for our life. So it's not necessary. We should not enjoy what we have earned. However, human is human. Sometimes we might indulge ourselves in eating, drinking, and pursue merry. So if we want to run after Lord Jesus, we should control our intention to enjoy too much eating, drinking, and be merry. Number four, we should take away our worldly lust within every one of us. We are born with some kinds of so-called sinful nature or the worldly lust. This is what we should face. This is what we should fight for. We are born with sinful nature. We are born with the intention to enjoy, to spoil our worldly lust. But we want to cultivate our spiritual desire. So we should put this in our mind always. I should take away my too much worldly lust. How do we run after God? Prayer is one of the items to run after Him. Prayer is one of items to run after Him. I might say this is the most important item if we want to run after Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Verse 6, but you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father, who is in the secret place, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you openly. This verse, Jesus invite us along with our Father, along with Almighty God. It's a very important spiritual blessings. This is the important spiritual blessing. We should have this blessing. And it's easy to have this blessing as long as we are willingly to along with our Heavenly Father. According to this verse, we know our Father is waiting for us. He is God, is spirit. So here, use the term secret place. Our physical eyes, normally, we could not see God. But from this verse, we know He is always waiting for us along with Him. When we take away our burden, our many things, that's for what? We want to have a time alone with our Father. When we alone with our Heavenly Father, He will shine us. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from Him and declare to you, that God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. When we along with our Father, He will shine us because Lord Jesus is a true is true light. We know the light is very important in our daily life. Under the light, I can realize my clothes has a dirty spot. But in the light of Lord Jesus Christ, we will see our true self. So when Simon Peter, when he was in front of Lord Jesus, What does he realize? He realized, I'm a sinner. So he said, Lord, away from me, I'm a sinner. That's very important. Peter, he see through himself. So in the same token, how could we improve ourselves? We should ask, do we really know my situation? Do we really know myself? If we don't know ourselves, how could we improve ourselves? How could we know ourselves? We need a light. How could we have Jesus shine us? We should enter the inner room. We should be alone with our Father. When we are alone with Him, His love will fill us. Do we feel we lack of love? Yes, many times. We need love. But where is the love? Yes, there are so many brothers and sisters and friends surround us. But we still lack that kind of love, the love from above, the love of Lord Jesus Christ. How could we get love along with Father? Enter our inner room. When we along with our Father, we will hear his tenderly voice. He will talk to us. And in the inner room, we can trust Him totally. In our prayer, pray in the inner room, along with our Heavenly Father, we can pour out our heart to Him. He is waiting for us. He is willingly to listen us. And Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 also mentioned, He will reward us. It means He listened. And even before we pray, He has known our needs. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. Verse 8, therefore do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask Him. Because of Heavenly Father, He is Almighty God. So for sure, before we enter the enter our inner room, He has known us. He has known our need, and He is willingly to pour out His love, His strength, His wisdom, His power to us. He is waiting for us. So from Matthew chapter 6, verse 8, here Lord Jesus gave us the 100% guarantee. He has known us before we pray to Him, before we along with Him. So it means in our prayer, we can have more faith. In the journey of faith, we can have more patience to wait our Almighty God, our lovingly Father, to fulfill what we need. So in our daily life, please try our best to separate from this world. 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, we should can make it. Half hour is better along with our Father. The more we focus on this world, Jesus has mentioned, He don't want us separate totally separate from this world. But we should know, the more we focus on this world, the world always brings us disappointment, without joy, guilty, without zealousness to the spiritual issue. The conclusion, along with Heavenly Father, we enjoy the highest joy, strength, and blessing. Especially if we were weak and frustration, we should go to the inner room. Along with Heavenly Father, actually, it is not a burden. It's a mercy. We could be anointed and get the strength daily. Yes, we need to be anointed, not just one time, two times. That is daily. We should get the strength, not one time, two times. Every day, we should get the strength from above. So along with Heavenly Father, we will come up. After we come out from the inner room, we will be with abundances, which we need. Please come forward and pray together.